As you explained about what we are going to do, because it is about 3 days that I tried not to get angry about my neighbors, and the reason was I didn't want to lose energy, or maybe I don't know. I thought about it. Why is that so negative in my mind to get angry? And I'm working about my shadows about 1 year now, and I know in the theory that I want to practice to like every emotion that I have and accept it to get my energy back, which I separated from myself. And in the third day, today, I woke up with headaches and pain in upper back. And then I said, okay, so actually it is, how can I love my angriness? Well, I would try it. And this meditation was a very good way for try in this way. So I cannot say that it was all the time, but it is the beginning for me. Thank you.
I'm really happy it worked for you. Thank you for sharing.
Obi, I found it very intense, naturally. And at first it was difficult for me to find the light in the depths of the earth. My visualization wasn't taking me to light going in the earth. So I had to kind of trick myself a little bit with that. And then as you meditate and you exhale out and give the light back, I never felt like it was enough light that the person needed. Or, you know, like I was thinking of a family unit and it just never felt like it was enough. So it was very interesting to observe, first of all, kind of my visualization, and second, the feelings associated with the exhale and the inhale. It was very interesting.
Wonderful. Thank you, Lauren. I see a few comments from Terry as well, saying that this energy, this love, I don't know much about Christianity, but it's like love with a big L, no? This is the thing, like this is like what I've described in the Tibetan tradition. Is it similar to love with a big L for in Christianity?
I don't know. I'm not with a big L. Maybe I don't understand what you mean by that, but like in Christianity, we're taught how God so loved the world, you know, he was able to give his son, and he took on that suffering, that all that darkness for us. And and I have felt that, but I don't, it's not natural to feel it all the time. I have to remind myself sometimes. But I thought it was interesting that my husband did point that out, because I didn't even think to go there. When I first thought of like someone like my mom, like I should feel that. But I haven't experienced that from my mom. And then I thought of other people super important in my life I don't feel that from. And then I thought, well, gosh, you know, I need to feel that for myself. I don't feel that either. So that was kind of enlightening to think of that, because I think different cultures too throw around the word love differently. I think in the U.S. we throw it around so often from I love my haircut, I love my mom, da da da. Recently, from my daughter who has a boyfriend in Japan, she explained, if I understood right, there were almost like three different I think three, if not more, words for love. And this third one was like the deepest, deepest that only maybe a true married couple would say. And they may never even say it. But like, it was interesting to me because truly there are depths. And maybe, I don't know, maybe we throw it around too loosely here in this Western United States. I kind of went off on a tangent there, but I realized, you know, for that meditation, that'll be a hard part. Kind of that, you know, putting yourself in the universe and all that light and feeling that unconditional love. And if you don't feel it, oh my goodness, it's hard to continue. But I'm willing to continue, and I liked it. And I'm going to try to take the advice and focus on the same person, you know, maybe for a week, because it did remind me like of things that should have been obvious of what that person was feeling that I hadn't really thought of before. So.
Thank you, Terry. Thank you. Another idea that came up to mind when you were speaking, and not only for you, for anyone, what we can do as well is to do only the fourth part of the meditation some of the days. So just visualizing, breathing into the lower belly, visualizing ourselves going down underneath the earth, seeing the light there and bringing it to the heart. That's it.
Okay.
Yeah. Like you can do that for half an hour or 1 hour, how long you can sit. There is something about the kind of crossing the 25 minutes. And I just like, I know that it's like most people wouldn't agree or wouldn't kind of practice more than 20 minutes. Most people will not practice at all. But you guys are interested in these kind of things, and you are willing to take the step for a greater life, you know? So this can be very powerful, like just doing that for half an hour a day. Just like breathing to the lower belly, breathing to the earth, taking the light from the earth, bringing it to the heart. Yeah, and this is very, very strong, because then we feel supported, we feel connected, we feel loved, and somatically even, like think about it, is just being so relaxed in this visualization, our body is getting into a healing mode. So you can even do it lying down. You don't have to sit to do it sitting down. Very similar to what we have done in the 21 days, but this just includes the visualization as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I was lying down.
Good, very good. Because when we are lying down, there is like an ability to relax completely, and the body is supported. And just the support and like our ability to let go, it's like almost like feeling like being carried by the earth. Like we don't need to do anything. Just like we don't need to take care of anything. We don't need to hold anything. We're just being held like a baby, you know?
Yeah.
Like swimming in this love that the earth has in it. Yeah. How was it for you, Christine?
I very much identified with what Elmira was saying, and I was a little nervous, anxiety about this darkness. But one of the interesting things as I was practicing, it wasn't as frightening as I anticipated. I was kind of, ooh, this sounds kind of intense, but I felt it wasn't as overwhelming, the darkness. It just, so that was, you know, I need to practice it. It's difficult. But, you know, I think all the meditations are a challenge for me. I liked it. And what I found quite interesting is the darkness did not overwhelm. The light was there for me. And that was good. There's a lot to that meditation that I was also unable to complete everything that you invited us to.
Yes, this is why it's so good to do it like repeatedly. And then we see different aspects of that coming into, and you know, it just remind me something that is written in Kabbalah, in one of the texts, that even like a very small candle, like a very thin one, can make so much light for miles. Yeah. And we have to remember that it's that even just as a small one, and the darkness is so big and so, it's like huge, like you get into a dark room and you have just like just a small, small thin candle and the whole room is having light. The light is much more powerful than darkness. Mm-hmm. And each one of us have so much light. And when we collect this light together, it's like darkness cannot be.
And that's it, Kobe. I had an inkling of that experience. And where I was apprehensive, it was like, it's all right. It's okay. It was peaceful, maybe a little bodhicitta.
Yes. Very good. Very, very good. Okay. Jason, any thoughts, any sharing?
Hi, everyone. No thoughts of sharing about the meditation itself, but listening to everybody's comments. For me personally, I mean, I've been doing similar meditations for quite some time now, and it's the darkness is very, very frightening. But which is the importance of carrying on with practice, because once you do it more often, the darkness becomes less frightening, and the light, as Christine quite rightly said, you get to realize that the light is bigger than the darkness. But for me, without facing the darkness, I couldn't get the awareness of how powerful the light was. So I think you used the word negotiation in relation to something else. I think for me, it was a period of negotiating with the darkness, really. And it becomes easy when you know that the light is behind you, is supporting you. So I think it's a very, very important practice. Thank you.
Thank you, Jason. Okay. And Shira, did you listen to Netanyahu yesterday? It was hilarious. Maybe Shira is still in the tongue line.
What was she listening to, or did you ask? I didn't hear. Listen to?
Netanyahu, the prime minister, gave a speech yesterday.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyone else before we leave? Sharing something, saying something?
I have an inkling that other people might wonder too, but your sister was really dear to me. And I'm just wondering how she's doing during this time since you guys closed. And I don't know if you can share, but it'd be interesting to know if she's doing okay and still being able to practice.